Alrighty. So we've backtracked through the complex, and we are now at the door that you didn't take the first time. We're going through that door.
Road less traveled.
Okay. As soon as you... key goes in, door slides open, and you immediately hear the very gentle sound of water as that opens up right onto the stone bridge that goes across the creek slash river.
Continue to describe, but I do not want to move yet. Continue.
That's pretty much it. It goes over the river, and you can see it goes on the other side. It lands where the other structure begins. There's sort of like a... I don't know if I'd call it a porch, but there's like an outside of it, and then you're guessing maybe the doors would be on your left going into the building.
Is there anything above this bridge?
Sky.
Okay, so it's no... Okay.
And into the left or the right?
Oh, no, just like forest. Trees, forest.
Yeah. Okay.
I am going to take my mouse, my familiar, mm-hmm. It's now currently a mouse, I'm going to put her on the bridge and say, go figure it out.
Scurries across the bridge?
Yeah.
Okay, that can actually stay where it is. Just move your minis.
Minis are moved.
And just for fun, as we're walking out that door, I'll turn around to one of the dead bodies and just take my hand crossbow.
Fair enough. Actually, I'm going to get this out of here.
Oh, look. A bush.
Okay. So your mouse comes across the bridge.
Okay.
Lands here. This is like just a stone floor area.
Yeah.
And I didn't draw it in, but there's two stone doors right here.
Yep.
Look to be like there's no cracks. You can't see through it. They're almost like perfectly sealed.
Okay, so you said no crack. There's nothing to crawl under the door.
No, it is like it matches up perfectly. These two doors seal perfectly inside the doorway.
I'm also kind of curious if it's arcane. Would I be able to tell through the mouse?
Make an intelligence check.
Intelligence?
Yeah.
Intelligence. 22.
It's extremely difficult, if not impossible, to physically make a door that seals that well.
Okay.
Magic was probably involved.
Okay.
So we're over here?
You're back. We're back across like the bridge. Here, yeah.
By whatever the
You're probably back, yeah, around that way.
I'm going to say it's okay to cross the bridge. There's a little bit of a chamber, but then there is there's big doors,
yeah.
And I think we found the mage.
And this is open open air.
This is
just a landing.
Courtyard.
Courtyard, landing, whatever, yeah.
Okay. How big is the bridge? Is this the bridge?
Yeah, it's actually a little more. I had planned stuff for the bridge that I'm doing away with. So it's just, yeah, it's about double that.
You'll have to toss me. Okay.
I don't think anybody here is strong enough.
No. No one here is strong enough to do anything. We have two average strengths of 10 and two horribles of 8.
Well, guys, I guess we're walking over.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like this music.
Good.
I do. I'm excited.
DM, can we get all the way to the door?
You get all the way to the door?
So, okay, we're at the door. We knock.
We're here from the Society of the People Who... Sorry.
Can I look over the side of the bridge? Levels. See if there's anything in the water, maybe?
Make a perception check.
The mojo ran out.
It's a dark night. It's hard to see anything clearly in the water. It's hard to see the water in and of itself. You just know it's there because you can hear it.
So I can see in darkness up to 60 feet, because apparently I have dark vision, but do I see, like, just in general, like, nothing, like, everything just looks pretty much copacetic normal?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very quiet.
Because we killed all the noise.
Yeah. Anybody got any ideas?
Hold on.
I look at this door, like, is it just... straight stone working.
I'm not a great wizard. I don't have to spell
that. It looks like stone working.
And there's no ruins, yeah. No words, no nothing.
Nothing that you can see.
Or handles?
No. Nothing that you can see.
Did
anyone say it was magic?
I did an arcana check and it seems pretty likely.
I touched the door.
Okay.
Orchestrion touches the door. He's like,
it's physical. It's a physical door.
Is it open?
No.
Allow me. I'll cast the spell magic on it.
Boom. They slide open as immediately. So you cast the spell magic?
Yep.
They slide right open. Excellent. Almost like pocket doors.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a large, just stone wall with another set of a perfectly sealed stone doors, just like the ones you just came through.
So we see all this stuff.
As soon as you walk in, you see a large pile of bodies on the right side. People of like, they're all have like fallen in on one another.
How fresh?
Getting up close, fairly fresh. Maybe today, maybe the night before. On the ceiling, which is like a vaulted stone ceiling, there's an elaborate Michelangelo's Judgment type fresco. Mm. In the center of it is Goros with the five chromatic dragons surrounding him, and all around them, the humanoid race is being torn asunder. All six, Goros and the five chromatic dragons, all six of their mouths are open, and you can see like black pipes inside each of their mouths.
Black pipes?
Like the opening.
Dragon breath.
No.
Artificial dragon breath.
Does it look... Can I look at the bodies? Do I think that they were subject of whatever came out of the black pipes?
Make a medicine check.
Fascinating.
That was my second idea.
Would you like me to assist you? Are you better with medicine than I am?
Probably not.
I have a zero.
Whoever is doing it gets guidance.
Medicine. I mean, yeah, I got a plus two.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. I'll make the check. So, advantage plus guidance.
Plus guidance.
Yay. Well, that's not good. We got a 10. That was a...
10? It's okay. It wasn't a hard DC. As you're getting up close inspecting the bodies, they are all fairly fresh. You're thinking no more than 24 hours. You see some that appear to have acidic-type wounds. You see some that appear to have been frozen to death. You see some that were burned. You see electrical burns. You see ones that look like they got sick to death. And you see ones that look like they have had their life force withered and pulled out of them.
Yep, and that tracks.
And as you're up there looking close, the pile of bodies right at the bottom, you catch the faintest hint of movement.
Ooh.
I think we get a survivor here. Starting to dig.
Start digging.
You reach and you're digging through, and at the very bottom, you see like a lavender skin hand. Just like starting to move.
Grab the hand.
I will assist because we all know we're not strong.
So I'll assist as well, and I'll also cast Spare the Dying.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would think with assisting it would be like moving bodies.
Sure, yeah, of course. And between the four of you, you get it done. And
it's just an arm.
You pull out the limp form of a teenage tiefling girl.
Alright, we already got the Spare the Dying. Yep, I'm dropping my third level Cure Wounds on her.
I'm going to give her my cantrip, too.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to do anything, but I'm going to do it.
She heals 9. What else were you doing, sir?
Level 3 Cure Wounds.
Okay.
Is she capable of speaking?
After these get casted, yes.
That's going to be 3d8, right, for third level?
Yes.
I hit the button.
Plus your wisdom modifier.
Yeah. I hit the button and the spell description disappeared.
Oh, no worries.
Well, that's pretty good. 14, 15, 16, 17.
Okay. She's basically healed to full. She comes to consciousness. This is Vina.
Holy shit. Daughter.
Holy shit!
I was going to ask, yeah.
She explains they were all put into this chamber. He sealed them inside.
He?
And the last thing she remembers is she saw the red chromatic dragon, which you all know would be Ashheart, in the fresco. Fire started coming out of his mouth, and then people started falling on top of her.
So we're like, they falling from the pipes?
No, the fire came out of the pipes, right, and like okay. as people died, they fell on her and basically shielded her from the rest.
Oh, okay.
As the other
how long ago
got released, lost consciousness. I don't know how long I've been out.
Jesus.
How long have you been in there captive?
Here.
Yes.
A couple days.
What is your father's name?
Galavel.
You are extremely lucky.
We know him. We came to rescue you.
Is he okay?
He is. He said to meet you at the place where you spent time as a girl. Place in
but
the
don't
north.
Tell us. Just think of it and hold it to yourself.
If he went there, things must be getting really bad.
Yeah. If you're here, things are really bad. I want to see, are there any other survivors that were underneath this pile?
Make a medicine check.
Take out his...
Up. 12? No. It looks like it was a one in a million shot, and she...
Yeah, seriously, no shit.
She was the one.
I'll give her, like, some of the extra gear that we procured.
Okay.
Like, rope and pack, you know, something.
A ration.
And just be like, go meet your father.
Before she goes, who else did you see here? Can you describe any of the people who you saw?
What do you mean, the people?
Like, the people who worked here. Who else did you see working here?
Oh, there was a dwarf guy.
Okay. Dead.
Bunch of weird human guys.
Dead.
In armor?
Yeah.
Okay, dead. Go ahead, kid.
Yeah, and there was another one like me, but red.
Red?
Red. Very, 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 very long gray hair.
Okay.
He was the one who put us in here.
Anybody else that worked with him?
Not that I saw.
Okay.
Do you remember his name?
He never told me.
Yeah, she wouldn't know.
Well, no, just like whispers of maybe other people.
While this is going down, Orchestran would also like just be very concerned and looking like watching our six.
I used those placards because that's what I have, but there's other execution methods here.
So like, is there anything here that stands out to me out of the... I mean, I'm not, like, expecting...
No,
expecting.
I mean, there's... You see the two petals, like, this one all crusted and dried with blood. This one actually has a fresh body on it that was beheaded.
But, like, there's nothing here that stands out. Like, nothing crazy. Nothing... No switches, no...
No, nothing like that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Guys, I think what we should do is send the young lady on her way, and we can, she'll be safer at the armory that we just vacated. And we can see what else is lying yonder.
Should we tell her to go to the thing and take some stuff and get out of here?
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Don't think we should send her off by herself, though.
Trouble seems to find us. A young girl with money to bribe might be okay.
Have her stay in that area, like by the bridge. But she doesn't want to be around us if we get into any
confrontation. Yeah, I agree with that.
So you're sending her back to, like, the bridge?
Like, to basically that doorway. The way we got in.
Okay.
I agree with you not sending her out by herself, but at the same time, we shouldn't know where she's going. If anything happens to us, they'd be able to find her through us. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's going to be a point where she has to travel herself. But I understand getting her out of this area is a good idea.
Yes. My brain stopped working.
Happens to me all the time. Okay. Yeah,
I'm not disputing that at all.
Yeah. Head out. And then what? And then dispel magic and then...
See what's
wait
over
for him to come out to us? I don't know.
Either we go through, we check out the rest of this place, and then we destroy it as we can.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I agree. Let's go.
Okay. So you're sending her back into the main chamber.
Yeah.
Into the main big building.
Yeah.
And you're going through that set of doors?
Yeah, she's over here.
I will say even more. There is food sitting on a table right on the other side of the bridge. Go get some chicken.
Yeah. Some spinach on the
floor. Yeah.
Also, we can... Should we give her the keys? That way she can lock herself in a room if she needs to?
Sure.
Yeah.
So we'll do that too.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we can pick locks.
Yeah.
Tell her where the gold is. Just be like...
Okay.
Everybody's dead, but gold.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going up to here?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not getting my face in there. I'm backing up.
Oh, I'm getting my face in there.
So that's...
My face is backed up.
So this is the same type of door?
Yep.
So, I have dispel magic.
Ooh, that's why I unprepared it. I was like, I could have sworn I had it, but you two have it, so that's why.
So I cast dispel magic.
Okay.
On the door.
Again, they slide right open.
Ooh, in the dicks.
Well then.
Oh. What?
Oh, and I'm sorry. He'd be over there.
What? Okay. So this is what we see. We see a vat of acid or something?
You see some sort of large cauldron with a green bubbling liquid all the way to the left.
And a pile of bodies next to it.
Several piles of bodies and bones and stuff. And directly in front of you, a large bonfire that appears to be getting magically funneled out. And sort of like the smoke is going to the top of the ceiling and then just dissipating. And then all the way to the right.
Yeah.
There is a pedestal.
Yep.
And on it, on the pedestal, you see a large humanoid figure who looks like maybe a Goliath or just a large human.
Okay.
But as you look at it, the body is not symmetrical.
Oh, Jesus.
And you start to see stitch marks.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Across different joints and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Standing over it, you see a red-skinned tiefling with long gray hair that goes almost to the floor. As the door opens, it turns and appears rather annoyed that you have come through the door and interrupted his handiwork.
I see this immediately.
Okay.
I'm starting combat. Sorry.
That's fine. DM, I just would like to say, he's a caster, right? I would like to... I'm going to be ready with my... work with me, guys. Counterspell.
Okay.
So before you cast shit, please let me know.
Okay.
Because I would like the opportunity to counterspell.
I will call it out before I do anything.
Ew, why do I need this attitude?
I'll give you attitude.
Yeah, you just did. Now I want to know why, you fuck.
I don't cast surprise spells. Like, you're going to know if I'm casting a spell.
Sometimes you say,
this
is the damage, this is the thing. You go so fast sometimes. I'm letting you know. Well, I'd like you to...
It's not my fault. I'm really good at what I do.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Actually, it literally is.
Thank you.
So, it's one combatant or two at the moment? Oh, great.
So let's roll.
It's at least that one.
It's at least one.
Because I am the aggressor here.
So, initiative.
All right, yeah, I'm going to roll my initiatives here, too.
Are we doing initiative before the shot goes off?
No, I'll give you the shot. I just want to get the numbers in before I forget.
This is bothering me so much.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to hit because that's a 19 plus 8. Just like that.
Don't need you anymore. Okay.
So there's a monster and a tiefling? Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, what's the damage on the thing?
1d6 plus 4. So that's 9. And then 1 acid damage. Dragonwing hand crossbow.
Thank you. Already got that. Okay, initiative. Orchestrion.
It's pretty 25.
Whoa! Who the fuck you think you are, motherfucker?
Initiative.
Malady.
15.
Zorkon.
11.
Ashley.
23. I like advantage.
Orchestrion, you're going first, sir.
Love it. I'm going to run out over towards here. What's my movement?
30.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I want to be kind of like keep the fire between me and whatever the hell that is. That might not work out for me.
Okay.
I'm going to do Bane, first level spell on whatever the hell that is. So, you have to make a charisma saving throw whenever a target fails. The spell ends at the current must roll d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack, roll, or saving throw.
Charisma saving throw?
Yes.
On the thing on the table?
Yes.
I like your chances. Okay. That thing is Baned.
So it subtracts a d4.
Yep.
And does that stack if I synaptic static it?
Probably. Hi, everyone. Sorry about the sudden interruption in the show, and I know you weren't expecting to hear my voice in this form, but I just needed to fill in a gap. I'm very sorry, but in transferring this audio over and just, I don't know what happened, we're not very tech savvy, some of it got corrupted, and we lost a chunk of the audio from the battle, so I really do apologize. We did our best to save it, and we do our best to be vigilant while recording, but sometimes things happen. So I'm just going to give you some quick bullet points as far as what you missed, and then you'll be able to continue with the rest of the story, and you'll be able to follow the narrative. So as soon as combat started, Malady turned into a T-Rex and began just wrecking everything. There were two cauldrons in the room. Out of those cauldrons came zombies. So we had the zombies, we had the mage, and we had the flesh golem that the mage was working on. As soon as the party runs into the room, the mage casted Power Word Kill on Orchestrion, and Orchestrion died. Like, legit died. He went to Elysium, where he found Kespa, the bard that died in the first episode. And they basically just had a picnic. And she told them that it was fun seeing him, but not to get too comfortable, that his time hasn't come yet. You know, what are you doing here? It's not your time yet. And they started... they got together, they had rolled out like a carpet for a picnic, and they were had this looking glass pool where Kespa pulled it up and was able to, her and Orchestrion were able to watch the combat as it happened. So every now and then I was able to go back to Evan and bring him back into it. Hey, what are you and Kespa doing? What do you think about what you see? And a lot of the rest of the battle was lost, but you are able to hear the end of it. And some of the amazing roleplay that happens with Victoria as Malady, who does just a fantastic job with Vina and dealing with Orchestrion's death. So again, we're really, really sorry. We did our best, but we lost it, and this is the best that I could do to fill in the gaps. Apologies, guys. All right, I'm going to shut up now, and you can get back to the episode.
But he is... he's dead, right? So there's no saves. So I'm trying to figure out, like, is...
yeah, he's beyond cure wounds. Like, he's in, like, revivify or raise dead.
Okay, that's what I wanted. But I wasn't sure if my character would know that. So that's why I'm like,
oh no, at the level
I play it.
No, at the level you're in, you've had enough battle combat to know that that's what he needs.
I need, like, revivify. Okay.
Yeah.
Which... shit,
he's past the death rattle.
Yeah, which I do not have.
You don't have death rattle?
I don't have revivify.
This is our music for... okay, we know we're going to win this. Let's clean this shit up.
Oh, no, no. I would need greater res for that. So then, yeah, I'm just going to... so, we're going to come here. So that way that's 5-10. 5-10-15. Spirit Guardian's 5th level is going to go up.
Yes.
Okay. We'll deal with that on his turn. Throw that on Zarkon. Back to the Golem.
So the Golem needs to make a Wisdom save DC 17.
And he's Baned. Actually, no, he's not. The person who casted Bane is dead. But he rolled a 6 anyway, so.
So he will take...
that's probably pretty high for a Golem.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Sorry,
I'm... oh, and the mage is in the range too, isn't he?
He is in the range.
Okay.
26 radiant.
26 radiant. Okay. Now it's the Golem's turn. He is at the point where he is going to go berserk. Oh, wait. No, I have to roll a d6 for berserk. He goes berserk. Doesn't really affect anything. He just attacks Ashley. And misses.
I'm going to use my reaction to give him a really nasty look.
I do the same thing. As a reaction, can I give him the finger?
Orchestrion, you're still enjoying your picnic?
Oh, yes. He's looking with Kespi.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, we're going to have to clean this up. This is going to be for you. If I get back, all this has to change.
You'll get back. And I said I'll see you when you're done. Ashley.
Dragonossies.
Dragonauts.
Yeah. All right. I guess we're just going to be doing the... keep swinging at him. 15.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, the golem has terrible armor class.
I keep forgetting to move Hunter's Mark, but it's fine.
Do it now. Do it as a bonus action.
Yeah, you can do it.
So yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Throw that in there too. Alright, we got 12 plus 4. That's 16 damage on the first hit.
Okay.
Second attack. That's 18. Woo! That's 14, 19, 23.
That's a dead golem.
Yes.
Oh, and I can't make my offhand attack. So, just for flavor, I'm going to say that I do the double stab again. And this time, it's a cross stab and bisect him.
Right in where the stitches are. You just follow the line of the stitches.
Oh!
Nice.
And then, yeah, I'll turn to the mage and say, you're next, buddy. But you knew that, didn't you?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
The way
it's all right. Opened in the I board. Stand by it.
You've upset a squishy mage.
The mage.
You first.
And he points his finger at you.
Actually... He's in Spirit Guardian's range.
Spirit Guardian.
And I'm going to do a counterspell.
You'll again have to roll for it.
DC 17.
Yeah, 19 on the die. But half damage.
Won't take half, so. So, that was good. That was 26 damage.
So, 13.
So, he'll take 13 rebounds.
That's really good. Roll for counterspell, Melody. Oh, no, you're a T-Rex. You can't counterspell.
Oh, no.
You're a T-Rex right now.
Oh, no.
Constitution saving throw, please.
I'm sorry.
She's sorry she's a T-Rex.
Being a T-Rex was the right move at the time.
11.
Nope.
We have two dead fucking friends right now.
I don't think Ashley's going to die. You might go unconscious.
This is a very timely crescendo.
Yeah. You take 56 points of necrotic damage from Finger of Death.
You up?
I'm up.
Oh!
Wow.
Damn, I would Tank. Not be... How much do you have left, by the way?
7.
The 14? The 14 he gave you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's literally hero's feast in your belly right now, going, no.
Yeah, right now, Ashley is too angry to be killed.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's definitely the Wolverine in... Wolverine walk towards Phoenix.
Oh...
Melody.
Bite! Bite the bitch! Bite! Bite. 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 Come on, baby. Okay. 28 to hit.
Yeah.
43.
Oh my god.
Would you like to call your shot?
Yes, fucking I do. As the T-Rex, I want to just grab him from the side, take him up in the air, crunch down so hard he snaps like a fucking twig in my mouth, and then spit him out in the corner.
And you see the T-Rex do just that. Lifts the mage, and then like a ragdoll, spits the mage into the corner. And
then like I want to put my head up Jurassic and Park. Roar.
Yeah, yes, very much so.
I want to roar with my little hands up in the air. Ah! The next time I make anyone a T-Rex, it's going to be him. Because I want to see the paladin. Another paladin, the cleric. Ah! Okay. Running around.
I mean, I do have a breath weapon, so.
That is true. Can they be combined?
All you gotta do is cast a high enough level enlarge on him.
Oh, that's true. I do have enlarge reduced.
If the spell works like that.
So, would you say you mop up the zombie?
I'm just going to walk around.
What zombie? Where?
I'm going to walk up to him with Spirit Guardians up.
Sure. He's got 10 hit points. He's dead to Spirit Guardians.
Yeah, he is.
That's not the zombie. The zombie
oh, maybe
is
you
took
him away. Oh, maybe he was already dead. Okay.
Well. No, you already took
oh,
him away.
Oh, yeah. I think he did get it from Spirit Guardians.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Because I saw my friend go down, I am going to drop Polymorph. I'm not going to have any more fun.
Okay.
So it's just me now.
Yep.
And Melody taking one look at him. Orchestrion's dead.
I'm going to run over and I'm going to hug him.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to look over and I'm going to say, this can't happen. There's too much death here. We need to fix this. And then I'm going to pull the diamond out of my pocket. I found this just now. Is there anything you can do?
Oh, Castrion in heaven. Like, come on, you big oaf! Do something!
And I'm not acting like it now, but I think Mallory would be crying and blubbering and her head would be on his chest.
Ashla kind of like get down and hold, prop him up and hold.
Yeah, no, I have lesser restoration. That's all I got.
You don't have revivify prepped?
I don't have revivify prepped.
Well, here's what you can. Do you have raise dead?
No.
Well, here's what you can do. Raise dead, the body has to be no more than 10 days dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you can prep raise dead tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
You just have to take his body or stay here and, you know, keep watch over the body. And then in the morning, just add raise dead to your spell list and you can res him that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, we need to get him back over to those barracks and put him in a bed.
Okay.
None of us are strong enough to do it, but maybe I could change into a gorilla.
Okay.
I will polymorph into a gorilla. Because I have a spell. I can do it. I did a short rest for a reason. I'm going to polymorph into a gorilla. I'm going to pick you up very gently with my opposable thumbs and throw you over my shoulder. Pat you on the bottom, and I'm gonna walk across the bridge into the other place.
Okay. You lay him gently down on one of the cots.
I'm gonna lay you gently down on one of the cots. I'm gonna walk over, and I'm gonna take the bodies that we killed and throw them into the ravine.
Okay.
As the gorilla. I'm gonna just throw them over.
What I would like to do is the where the zombies came out of, I'm gonna use my radiant fire breath and just take that out.
Okay.
So.
And it's honestly, you're not 100% sure what that is. Your radiant breath seems to dissipate it,
mm-hmm.
but you're not even 100% sure what's in that cauldron.
Don't know, don't care. It's done.
Fair enough. Orchestrion, assuming that that's what they're going to do, that they'll keep watch over your body and in the morning they're going to cast Raise Dead. How does Orchestrion spend his day with Kespa?
The way I'm taking it is like, I'm sure time is very ephemeral here.
Very much so.
You know, it's like an hour's a day and an hour's eternity, you know, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just sort of reminiscing, you know, singing a few songs,
mm-hmm.
making a couple of jokes, just stuff like that. Very okay. simple things of that nature. And, yeah.
She reciprocates. You sing a few of your old favorites together that you used to perform. And, yeah, you very much lose track of time. Like, you, when your time comes to go back, you're not sure if you were here 10 minutes or 15 years. It's just, like you said, very ephemeral.
Can I say something?
Hmm?
While he's unconscious and we're looking over his body.
He's not unconscious. He's dead.
I'm sorry. While he is dead and we're looking over his body.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to change back into Malady.
Yes.
I'm going to be in the room alone. I'm going to put my hand on his chest. I'm going to put my head on him. And I'm going to say, please don't leave me. I'm going to say, please don't leave me. I need you here.
I'll put my hand on your shoulder and say, fear not. He will be back. I just need some time.
And I
See,
don't leave
I
him.
I told you they had it. They're good, sir.
I don't leave him. Once I throw the bodies, because I'm strong enough to take the bodies and throw them into the ravine.
Yep.
I'm going to then go and I'm going to sit with him.
Okay. You stand vigil
mm-hmm.
for the evening.
Ashley's gonna act like he's standing guard, like, you know, taking watch or something.
Okay.
Absolutely not doing that, but, you know, kind of looking like that's what he's doing.
I gotcha.
He's got no energy. This guy's spent.
Yeah. You guys went through the ringer.
The girl, yeah. Vera?
Vina,
sorry. I'm gonna ask Vina to come into the room.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, wait, no, you asked. Okay.
Yeah, stick she's around for a second.
Yeah, okay. She comes into the room. Yep.
And I'm going to say to her, you remember this. You remember, do not forget your experience here. Too many people forget. You remember the people who died and literally saved you with their bodies. You remember the man who came to save you, even though your father didn't deserve it. You remember the people who fought and died. You remember all of this. All of the belongings in the other room, they look like a treasure, but they're people's lives, every piece of them. You take that knowledge and let it sit with you and strengthen you and make sure that you fight for all of those people. Every penny that you took that is in your pocket, you fight for the people who gave them up. And I turn around and I just continue to sit.
She is speechless. She doesn't know what to say. She just, okay, and walks out of the room. So we will long rest for Zarkon to prep Raise Dead in the morning. And as long as we're on vision quests for everyone.
Well, we're doing peyote vision quests. Before you do it, I'm going to ask you, do you need any help? Can I help you at all?
No. No, I think I'm good.
After the rest,
Ashley gets up. Oh, God. I feel like I got ran over by a T-Rex. Fuck, I need a drink.
If I hear you say it, I'll say, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to knock you down.
Oh, not you. Pull out my flask, take a swig of it. God damn it. Very cartoon-like.
So yeah, I prepare Raise Dead and do what I need to as far as that is concerned.
I do have homebrew rules for resurrection, however, not on the first time. So, Evan, make a note on Orchestrion's character sheet. You can put it in the notes that you've been resurrected once. Because if you die again, there's different rules.
Oh,
in my world.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Like, there's spellcasting checks involved. Like, I don't want it to just be, oh, you die, we res. You die, we res. Like, there should be some sort of threat of death.
Now, I must warn you that you will not be yourself for a few days until you have fully reacclimated to this world.
Before we get to that. So, as you all lay down for the evening to get your rest in, knowing hopefully you'll get your friend back in the morning, Zarkon, your eyes open, and you look outside the back door, the one leading to the bridge, where the death chambers were. And the water in the river appears to be glowing. Like, there's a luminescent, like, whitish-blue light radiating from it. As you approach it, you feel an almost magnetic pull towards it.
Okay.
And as you're walking across the bridge, it feels almost stronger, like you can't resist it. And the magnetic pull pulls you off of the bridge and into the water. And as you break under the surface, you're not underwater. You're back in the astral plane. And there are two figures there with you. One you recognize immediately as Sarador. And the other one is another iconic figure who you've read about or maybe you're familiar with. This is Berwyn, the icon of courage and self-sacrifice. Sarador puts his arm around you and says, "You've been doing very well. I'd like to show you what it is you're fighting for." And he waves his hand across the astral sea and you see a large projection. And it's almost a split screen in front of you. On the one side is the world that you all know. The world of death camps and subjugation and death and the dragons and their tyranny. And on the other side, you see Aranis, but a world not without strife, but a place where great heroes keep the peace. It's a place where there's much more light than there is dark. There's much more love than there is pain. It's a place of happiness and bold heroes and white bridges.
Sorry. I don't think so. Other campaigns that are white bridges.
And you see everything humanity is capable of in that second vision. And Sarador, again, standing next to you, says, "They can be great people, Zarkon. They're capable of hope and kindness. They just need to see a light in the darkness. But in this world, though there is great light and great happiness, There is no Zarkon. There is no Orchestrion. There is no Malady, and there is no Ashley. And he waves his hand, and a large glowing disc appears in his hand. And you can't even see what it is. Like, looking at it right now is like looking at the sun. This belongs to my herald, but I want you to have it as my champion. And the disc floats over to you, and you wake up in your cot, but you're dripping wet. And next to you is the brightest, most beautiful shield you have ever seen. Then you will wake up and have your Rancaster Ace dead.
I do cast it.
So you guys are all there. Like, how you doing it?
I'm dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we're,
no,
we're all standing around you.
You know, I perform, I cast it on you.
Is there any help that you need? Do you need anything from us?
I do not.
I can't assist, okay.
No. Fear not.
Emotional support.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you do come back, I must warn you, it will take you some time to feel like yourself.
Am I up yet?
Yeah, you're up.
So,
you're playing a duet with Kespa? And immediately you feel like...
Oh, I don't feel like, good.
Like if you're inside a centrifuge at the carnival.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just... Oh, yeah, there we go.
This okay. is it, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh, that's it.
See you later, love.
You good? And you get pulled right through, and it's like instantaneous. And you're right back. And you're in this... You come to consciousness in this spot.
Yeah. Oh, that was a trip.
You probably see us all standing over
here. Did we win?
Welcome back.
We did, old friend.
Okay.